राधा कृष्ण भोग गोपीनाथ शाम पुण्य राधा पुण्य प्रिय वृंदावन धाम की जय, श्री धाम की जय, सपना माई की जय, सपना माई की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, तुलसी देवी की जय, हाँ ये तो भक्त बिंद लिया वैष्णव भगवान
हरे मोस्ट revered Prabhupada, my brethren and sisters of ISKCON, and devotees. It's not merely an act of formality that I rise to speak on this occasion, the appearance day of Srila Prabhupada. It's a day of great importance to me as well as to everybody else who has come here today to celebrate this function. I do not know how to explain the importance of this day. Should I say that on this day was laid the very foundation of the beautiful mansion of ISKCON which Prabhupada is building and which promises to be the Taj, so to say, of the spiritual world, the greatest wonder of the spiritual world? Should I say that on this day fell a seed from the spiritual tree of Krishna Prem, which was sown by Madhavendrapuri and of which the trunk was Sriman Mahaprabhu and the branches were Advaita, Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Rup Sanatan and others. A seed fell from this tree on this day in the form of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. It is sprouted in the form of Gaudiya Mission. And it's now growing in the form of ISKCON. And I hope it will continue to grow till the prophecy of Mahaprabhu is fulfilled, the prophecy that the teachings of Mahaprabhu will carry to every nook and corner of the world. But I should like to express the importance of this day in a different way, which is more dear to me. I should like to say that on this day was born a great spiritual scientist, a great spiritual alchemist, who worked wonders with the science of spiritual alchemy. You know, the science of alchemy changes baser metals into gold and silver. Now, this spiritual alchemist had the wonderful power of changing baser men into superior men, of changing sinners into saints, of changing non-believers into believers, non-Vaishnavas into Vaishnavas. And when I say this, I speak from my personal experience. Should I tell you that I was a very different man some 45 years ago? I was a rank, I shouldn't say non-believer, but I was a rank Mayavadi, a firm believer in the doctrine of Advaitism. as a student of philosophy and as a favorite student of Professor Ranade, the head of the philosophy department of the Allahabad University, I have come to believe that there was no philosophy on the face of earth higher than the philosophy of Advaitism, the philosophy of Mayavad. And there was no end superior to the end of the attainment of Nirvikalpa Samadhi, in which one realizes one's complete identity with Brahma.
This was my firm belief, and it was impossible for anyone to dislodge me from it. But you know, and you will not believe what happened one day when I first met my Prabhupada at Allahabad, at the house of one Mr. J. sometime in the month of August 1931. I then see him. He stared into my eyes, seemed to be looking deep into me, and it appeared that he had discovered something. You know what he had discovered? He had discovered the ghost in me, the ghost of Mayavad, which had possessed me. And at once, you see, he started his alchemy. He delivered a long and passionate discourse. This continued for about an hour and a half. I listened to him with 12 hours. It was nice. How calm. As the words were coming from his mouth, I felt that they were striking the innermost, penetrating the innermost recesses of my heart, and were working a wonderful change in me. There was a strange ring in his words. There was a magic in it. The words seemed to be rousing me from my godlike slumber of my heart. I seemed to wake up and see a new life. There was a great commotion in me. You see, all my old beliefs seemed to be dashed into pieces. The strongest argument on which the edifice of Mayavad is raised seemed to have been cut into pieces by the sharp arguments of Prabhupada. And it appeared to me that the edifice of Mayavad, which stood magnificently in my heart, was crumbling. Pillar after pillar was falling. And I saw that in very little time it was revealed into ashes. There was, I said, a great commotion in me. There was a storm. Old beliefs and new. A turtle went on. And this went on for a very long time. It went on for about a year. And during this period, I followed Prabhupada wherever he went. I went with him from Allahabad to Benares, from Benares to Calcutta, from Calcutta to Darjeeling, from Darjeeling back to Calcutta, and then to Allahabad. And then finally, I came along with him here to Vrindavan.
Why do you see the Lord being always willing to receive?
That's the truth which had been going in my mind, that storm which was raging, had subsided. It did subside. And peace and calm was restored in my mind. But the peace that was restored, the calm that was restored, was not the calm of Mayavad, the still and barren calm of Mayavad, but the delightful and blissful calm of Bhakti. I was now a changed man. I was inclined to Bhakti. I was inclined to adventurous. And so, one day, in Radha Kundal, that's in the month of Bhakti, on the day of Purnamati, I was duly initiated by Srila Prabhupada. So I say,
oh my friend,
That this day is a great day of great importance for me, because it has completely changed my life. I was just an insect of the brain. Prabhupada picked me up and made me a different man altogether. Now, Prabhupada is no more. But should I say that Prabhupada is no more? When Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj said, I believe that Prabhupada is functioning for him. He is also a great alchemist. He is also working wonders. What my Prabhupada did to me, he is doing to millions and millions of people all the world over. And it will not be in relation by spirit.
That
the indomitable spirituality is working. The Dharma success which he wears, leave no doubt that Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, is the true successor of Prabhupada. So that we can say, on this day of the appearance of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Rasi Gotami Maharaj, that although Bhakti Siddhanta Rasi Gotami Maharaj has disappeared, he lived in Prabhupada. And so, Prabhupada has disappeared, and yet he is alive and active, and long, long
live Prabhupada. My dear the dear,
so,
the son of the world,
ladies and gentlemen,
my house has now been
this is my
what can I say to you?
Spiritual master's appearance anniversary
day. Is most unfortunate.
So, as Dr. Kapoor has explained to you,
because they could not
that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur changed his life. Similarly, my life was changed by this saint. I was inclined to nationalist movement all around Mahatma Gandhi. So in 1922, at that time I was manager in Dr. Bruce's university. I was young man, and just 3 or 4 years before I was married, and I got a son also. But one might say, Mr. Malli is no more existing. He informed me that one sadhu has come to Calcutta, Gauriya Mata. So, would you like to see? At that time I was nationalist and I had no very good experience. Then I denied. No, I said, so. What is the use of waiting
time?
But she insisted and took me to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And immediately after seeing
her,
he changed my life. He immediately said that you are all educated young man. Why don't you preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Western world?
Right.
Cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are an independent nation, and we're here. first of all, he must have independence, because I was inclined to independence movement. I left my educational career in 1920, joined this movement. So he argued and he defeated me. And there was long talk. Then after coming down on the street, my friend Mr. Mallik asked me, what do you think of this sadhu? So I appreciated, I said, yes, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is in the hands of an able personality. Now it will be spread all over the world. Then, I was transferred from Calcutta to Allahabad for business purpose, but I was always thinking of this sadhu. I am living a short history, but my life was changed. Of course, I was born in a Vaishnava family. Chaitanya cult was my life and soul. But due to education and bad association, all the modern association, I was declined. Now, this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati has again revived my consciousness. In this way, in 1933, I became regularly a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And then in 1936, before his passing away, I wrote one letter to my Guru Maharaj that you have got many disciples. They are giving you direct service, they are very fortunate. But I am a grihastha. I could not do anything for you. So if you kindly order me something to do, then I can try for you. So again he said the same thing, that whatever you have learned from us, try to preach in English. Then I started this Back to Godhead magazine, 1944, and this very birthday. I was looking forward for the opportunity how to implement this order of my Guru Maharaj. Then in 1965, before that, I was translating Bhagavatam, and when three books were published, then I prepared myself to go to America, single-handed, not for getting any material reputation, but simply to try, because I knew my Guru Maharaj was very, very anxious to preach this cult. So when I saw that there were other my big God brothers, I cannot say that they could not do anything, at least there are no intangible results. Then, at the age of 70 years, I thought, let me try if I can do something. So, I left India in 1965 and went to New York thinking, what shall I do? I do not know what part Krishna has brought me in this place. Without any friends, without any money, I had only 40 rupees with me and a return ticket in this India Navigation Company. So, for 2-3 months, 6 months, there was no response. I was simply maintaining myself by selling my books. But these young boys, American boys, gradually, they joined me in 1966. I was chanting in a park. It is a Tompkins Square. Yes. And these boys, gradually, they came and joined and danced with me. Then, the New York Times, they published, first of all, I think our Brahmananda Bruce and our Pachitananda, what is his partner? George. They were dancing first. And to her, then this news was spread very nicely. One paper voice, they mentioned that we understood that God is there, but now I see the reporter say that Swami Bhaktivedanta has brought back God in his Sankirtan. Then gradually we developed, and next branch was established in San Francisco, first in New York, then in Canada, Montreal, and Boston. Here is one my student, old student, present, Sattaru Maharaj. This boy was very enthusiastic from the very beginning. So, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and my Guru Maharaj, His Divine Grace, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Mahaprabhu, we have made a ground at least. We have got now 100 branches all over the world, especially in Europe and America, Australia, Japan, everywhere. From Scandinavia down to Melbourne, south, north and south, and all over the world. So, the boys are now present here. They have learned how to chant, how to dance, how to offer arati to the deity. We have got Radha Krishna, Jagannath, deity, and all other things, besides Guru Gauranga. So it was the desire of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to follow my kind God brothers like Dr. Prabhu. He said that I am doing wonderful. Actually, I do not know any magic art to do this wonderful, but just I am trying to follow the footsteps of my Guru. But in the Shastra we say, we see that Jasadevi Paravati Sathadevi Sathar Group, Sathriti Kutita Jatra Pratar Sante Mahamsa. So I can speak to you frankly that I have no assent except that I wanted to please my Guru Mahamsa. That little strength, whatever success and God, it is due to His blessing. Similarly, the Shastra is also there. If we follow exactly the order as it is described by Vishwanatha Chakurthi Krishna, the order of Guru Maharaj, He is my life and soul, Jiva, He has mentioned. So in this way, we try to follow our Achat, Bonafide Achat, Jivam Parampra Prakam, Mangalaja Sayadhu. Then, to have Bonafide Achat's base life, that simply you have to talk. So, today, this hospital day, my disciples, I request you that I have tried to follow. And you also try to follow, there is great responsibility in your hands, because you have to preach. I am now old man, I have been 3 years. I do not expect to live many years more. But you simply follow the footsteps of your Tadero Charana Seva Bhakta Saneva. Tadero Charana Seva Bhakta Saneva Janame Janame. This is the secret of the You have to follow the Goswami. Eishvai Vasai Dhar Karamita. You have to follow this thing. Eishvai Vasai Dhar Karamita. Rupanuga Grutha Abhisiddhanta Dhanthahas. Eishvai Rutsanatam Vasyami. If we desire to set them, they are the Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishvasthapaka, these Goswamis. The Vrindavan Dham is discovered by the Goswamis. Sri Chaya Gosvami Jar Paramita. Don't deviate from the structure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Sundar Sadhu said, Rupa Raghu Nato Pade Haive Aputi Pabe Ano Dujava Se Jugala
We should anchor up that to understand what is that jewel of purity. Don't jump over. Don't jump over that one that's true Radha Krishna prayer. No, it is not so easy. Radha Krishna praying to understand Radha Krishna pranaya vichiti allahadini shakti raguna. This is not ordinary affair. A dream of a young boy and a friend. It is the extension of the allahadini shakti of Sri Krishna. In this way, in the Nava, if we want to understand, then Tadera Jarana Sevi Bhakta Saneva Jarame Jarana Sevi. This is the motto of that. Thank you very much.